Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Ann Bryce. This week on AK, making music. In a small white house at the end of a gravel road near Anchor Point, Ray DeMayo has been making instruments in an attached workshop for nearly a decade. He carefully crafts violins, violas, and mandolins, mostly from local wood, some of it found in his own backyard. KBBI's Ariel Van Cleve met up with him recently and has this story.
I walked through the door
and
into the kitchen woodshop area. A large work table sits in the middle of the room. The walls are lined with shelves that hold tools, works in progress, and completed instruments. Ray's first instrument is included in that collection.
I just had an interest when I was a young kid. I grew up in Chicago, and I used to play hooky and hang out in places where they made them and, you know, museums. And I just had an interest. And so I actually started making them in high school. And that was one thing I did in high school, that lute.
Since that lute, he's made another 58 instruments. When he was in high school, Ray would go to one of the libraries in downtown Chicago with pockets full of quarters and copy pages out of the instrument-making reference books. He tried college after high school, but it really wasn't for him. Since then, he's worked in construction, drove truck, served as a soldier, and was a logger in Canada. Eventually, he decided to put his focus back on instruments. So he went back to school to learn to repair violins and violas.
The teacher was a master violin maker, and she taught me at the same time I was learning to repair on my own time, kind of. I was able to make a violin with her. You know, she showed me how to make a violin. And then there was a night class at the same time of mandolin making.
Ray also has learned from masters from places like Japan and India. That's translated into a more traditional approach to instrument building, which he says some people shy away from these days.
So I cook my glue. This is just hide glue. Yeah, it's just.
It kind of smells sweet.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It's just from the animal parts.
You make your varnish?
Yeah.
out of what?
You ever hear of lac? It's a bug. And so they leave this hard secretion. And so I buy it. I use seed lac because it looks like little seeds. And then it's mixed with a couple other things.
Those more traditional methods, like making your own glue, tend to make the business of putting an instrument together that much harder. Everything Ray does has to be deliberate and controlled.
This, you have seconds. You only have a minute at the very top. And a lot of times you'll heat the parts to give it a little extra time. You know, we're talking seconds.
Buddy says the easiest way doesn't always mean you'll get the best result.
There's modern stuff. In modern ways and bolts and new kinds of glues. But there's a reason why, like, the 1960s Martin sounds so nice. And going even further back in time, you know, the 20s, all mahogany, you know, you could buy them for $30. There's a reason why they sound really good.
Ray couldn't give me an exact time for how long it takes to make each instrument. But from what I saw, it takes a while.
This is how it starts. This is the roughing out of a violin, mandolin, you know, archtop mandolin, cellos, it's all the same. And it starts out just like this.
The sound you're hearing is Ray basically scooping pieces of wood away from the body of what will eventually be his personal viola. And he makes it look really easy.
It's not necessarily the strength, it's just the control.
Ray told me the building process starts with selecting a piece of wood. Maple and spruce are pretty typical choices. He draws lines with a pencil on the wood to tell him where not to go, then gets to cutting. Ray says it's part science, part instinct. One way he was testing his work was tapping the board to hear certain tones.
These are tap tones. For viola, the top is C sharp. And the back is a D. Mandolins are different. They're a full step away. B sharp, is there such a thing? No.
Isn't that just C?
I'll spare you from listening to the rest of that conversation. It got a little geeky. And that's what's great about Ray. He loves what he does. And you can really tell as you talk to him about his craft, too. and especially when you hear him play an instrument he's made.
I'm making a living at it. It's a pretty cool trade, man.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
In Homer, I'm Ariel Van Cleve.